On Capitol Hill today, a rough welcome for President-elect Trump's choice for Treasury Secretary. Steven Mnuchin, a former Wall Street banker, was grilled by Democrats on an array of issues, but it was Mnuchin's actions during the financial crisis nearly a decade ago that lawmakers returned to again and again. NPR's John Itzty reports.
In the midst of the financial crisis in 2008, Mnuchin and some partners bought a California bank that failed under the weight of bad mortgage loans. It was renamed One West Bank, and under Mnuchin's management, it foreclosed on tens of thousands of homeowners. Housing activists dubbed it a foreclosure machine. In his opening statement at today's Senate hearing, the ranking Democrat, Ron Wyden of Oregon, signaled One West was in the crosshairs.
One West was truly unique. While Mr. Mnuchin was CEO, the bank proved it could put more vulnerable people on the street faster than just about anybody else around.
That brought this caustic response from Kansas Republican Pat Roberts.
Senator Wyden, I've got a Valium pill here that you might want to take before the second round.
And that brought a quick retort from Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown.
I hope that that comment about Valium doesn't set the tone for 2017 in this committee. I just from Oregon.
I said that to the President of the United States at once.
Perhaps you did.
Mnuchin sat silently as the senators bickered, but when he got his chance to speak, he said he was proud of the work he'd done at One West. He claimed that the bank had offered loan modifications to 100,000 borrowers to help them keep their homes, which he said was in the bank's interest as well.
Banks are highly incented to do loan modifications. Anybody who thinks that we made more money foreclosing on a loan than modifying a loan has no understanding of this.
But the Democrats, including Sherrod Brown, continued to pursue the issue.
Is it true that One West's independent audit firm said that it violated the Service Member Civil Relief Act by initiating foreclosures on 54 active duty military families? That's what the independent audit firm said. Yes or no?
Well, you have the document in front of you. I don't. I do want to just comment for the record. We unfortunately did foreclose on certain people in the military. We responded to those people and made them whole. As I said, every single person had the opportunity to have their mortgage reviewed, and we corrected any errors.
Well,
our
perhaps.
Errors were less than
perhaps.
Anybody else.
Okay, I'm
so
going
to
cut you off.
It's not that
again.
I'm being defensive. I'm proud of our
results. Well, I wouldn't be proud of all these findings.
When questioned by Republicans, Mnuchin did have a chance to talk about his goals and President-elect Trump's proposed policies. He said he shared Trump's concern about slow growth.
Our number one priority from my standpoint is economic growth. I believe that tax reform will be our first and most important part of that.
There was one area where Democrats took some encouragement. That was on the subject of the IRS. Mnuchin said he'd noticed its staff had been cut by 30% in recent years and that it had old technology. He suggested it needed more resources. Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland observed that the president-elect has called for a freeze on federal hiring, and he urged Mnuchin to convince his boss that the IRS needs more people.
I assume that you'll have an opportunity to talk to the president and hopefully get the number of people you need.
I can assure you that the president-elect understands the concept of where we add people and we make money.
Good.
That he'll get that completely. That's a very quick conversation with
Great.
Donald Trump.
Whether that will be enough to produce Democratic votes for Mnuchin remains to be seen. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.